The 19th century was the age of homemade photography. Both negatives and prints could be made by the photographer from raw chemicals. So in many ways, the medium resembled cooking more than traditional visual art. All this changed with the invention of the dry plate in the 1880s. This new negative material, first on glass and then flexible film, could only be manufactured in highly refined laboratories, but these negatives could be packaged and sold at a later date. All of a sudden, photographers could buy their materials instead of making them, and so their attention could be directed to the nature of the picture rather than to the details of its manufacture. The dry plate coating, once on film, possessed a higher sensitivity to light, and this led to the development of small, handheld cameras. This allowed photography to come off the tripod. It became easier to do and more responsive to the changing flow of the world rather than its static appearance. The dry plate coating was an emulsion, a suspension of light-sensitive silver salts in gelatin, and this emulsion could also be coated onto paper to make prints. As photography moved into the 20th century, all the old processes died off, and store-bought plates, films, and paper, all using the dry plate chemistry, came to dominate photography. It is sad to see the loss of the rich and eccentric appearance of early photography, but the change over to manufactured materials transformed the medium and made it far more effective as a cultural influence.